This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the Biden administration grapples with an increasingly tense and unstable situation in the Middle East, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the region this weekend for the fourth time in 3 months on a tour expected to focus largely on easing resurgent fears that the Israel-Hamas war could erupt into a broader conflict. After a string of Houthi militant attacks against commercial and military vessels in the Red Sea, the U.S. and more than 20 nations are protecting ships sailing in international waters.
Major General Pat Ryder, Pentagon Press Secretary.
These are illegal, dangerous attacks. Since November 18th, there have been now 25 attacks against merchant vessels transiting the southern Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
The U.S. and about a dozen other nations this week warned the Houthis of targeted military action if the attacks do not stop. Attacks will likely continue. And the leader of Yemen's Houthis warned this week that any American ship that targets the militants will become the Houthis' next target. Carla Babb, VOA News. The Pentagon.
Iran mourns those slain in an Islamic group claimed suicide bombing targeting a commemoration for a general slain in a U.S. drone attack in 2020.
The funeral on Friday came as the death toll in the attack rose to around 90. Despite the militants claiming the attack, the wider tensions shaking the Middle East during Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip have become intertwined with the funeral in the usually peaceful city of Kerman. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has linked the attack to the U.S., the gathering crowd shouting, "Death to America and death to Israel." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia says that its air defenses downed dozens of Ukrainian drones in occupied Crimea in southern Russia as Kyiv pressed its strategy of targeting the Moscow Annex Peninsula and taking the 22-month war well beyond Ukraine's borders. Air raid sirens wailed in the largest city in Crimea, and traffic was suspended for a second straight day Friday on a key bridge connecting the peninsula with Russia's southern region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pledged to strike more targets on the Moscow-annexed Crimean Peninsula and inside Russian border regions this year. Meanwhile, the U.S. says Russia has acquired ballistic missiles from North Korea and is seeking them from Iran for use in Ukraine. Boeing is asking federal regulators to exempt the new model of its 737 MAX airliner from a safety standard designed to prevent part of the engine housing from overheating and breaking off during flight.
That's what happened when an engine fan blade broke on an older 737 during a Southwest Airlines flight in 2018. A piece of loose engine housing struck and shattered a window. A woman sitting next to the window was killed. Federal officials said last year that Boeing was working to fix the hazard on current MAX planes. In the meantime, they told pilots to limit the use of an anti-icing system in certain conditions to avoid damage that could result in the loss of control of the airplane. Critics have raised an alarm that such a requirement would jeopardize safety. The overheating issue only affects the MAX, which has engine inlets made from carbon composite materials rather than metal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. Supreme Court is inserting itself squarely in this year's presidential election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
The High Court says it will decide if Donald Trump can be kept off the 2024 presidential ballot because of his bid to overturn his 2020 loss. The justices have agreed to take up his appeal of a Colorado Supreme Court ruling that he's ineligible for the state's ballot based on his role surrounding the Capitol riot. The Constitution's 14th Amendment bars some people who engaged in insurrection from holding public office. The U.S. Supreme Court has never ruled on the rarely used provision. The justices acknowledge they need to move fast since voters will soon start casting primary ballots. Arguments will be early next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.